Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas of Team Reba.
And I'm Eric Osnes with Home Street Bank. And with us today, okay, I'm going for
it. Can you say it right?
Justin Reardon.
Oh, well done.
Spade and Archer.
Yes.
Yep. And Justin, we were talking a little bit during the break, and you mentioned something about maybe some of the other staging companies out there that maybe don't even own any of their own staging, or they get it from where?
It's like a staging library, and all of the stagers take their stuff and they bring it to the staging library. It's like a big warehouse, and then they can all borrow each other's stuff, essentially rent each other's stuff.
Yeah.
And then go in and put those things in the houses. It ends up that all of those stagers end up like having a very homogeneous look so that you can't really differentiate between stager A and stager B. We don't subscribe to that. We have a very specific inventory. We own all of our own furniture. Here in Seattle, we have 8,000 square feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Where, again, four trucks and three teams that they move all the furniture in and out. We own everything that we put in houses. If we don't, if we run out of something, like, hey, we need a large desk, we go get it. We go purchase it. We found that for our business model, it didn't make sense to rent other people's furniture, because then all you can charge is a markup on that furniture. So like you rent it for $5 and you charge an extra $5.50. So you get 50 cents out of that each time you charge that. When you purchase furniture, the first 6 months, you don't make anything off of it because you're paying for the purchase price. After that, then you start to make a pure profit off of it. And which is great, because when I go to bed at night, my furniture still sits in a house, which I still make, you know, a dollar off of a couch every day that it sits in a house. So, the you know, anytime you can find a way to make money while you're sleeping, that's probably a good business model.
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And so if I'm a typical homeowner then, and I, of course I'm, you know,
you're, Reba,
you're in the real estate side, Justin, of course you do this for a living. You know, Marissa, I don't even know about you yet, but so
what's that mean?
So,
I know exactly.
So basically,
you'll find out over the next few weeks.
How does this work? So I've got a home to sell,
yeah,
and I've got a bunch of stuff in my home right now. So I hire you. You're going to come out and look at my home and wave your arms and do your magic on it.
Well, yeah, it's mostly arm waving.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Yeah. Okay. And so we decide. Okay, we're gonna sign you up. So then what happens with my old stuff? Is that on me? I've got to figure out how to get rid of that.
Okay. So let's talk process.
Yeah.
So the first thing you do is you go to the website, which is spade-archer.com, and you click on a button that says book a consultation.
Okay.
That takes us straight to our calendar, and you pick a time and a date that works for you. You fill out the information, which is like, you know, where's your address? What's your phone number? Click schedule the appointment, and you literally have an appointment scheduled.
I'm looking
it's
at your
free.
Website. It's really cool because you're indicating specific times. I'd like to meet next Thursday at 10:30 or whatever it is.
And
yeah, that's fantastic.
So it makes it very easy, because a lot of times when you're trying to schedule with a home stager, they have a couch in their hands while you're trying. They're trying to answer your phone call, and they can't answer your phone call. So it ends up being a back and forth two or three times before you get a chance to even schedule the appointment. So you can schedule the appointment like 30 seconds online. It doesn't cost anything to schedule an appointment. It doesn't cost anything to have the appointment. We come out. It's free. We give you a ton of advice on what to do with your house itself. Paint this wall, replace that light fixture. This linoleum's got to go. You don't have to do any of those things. They're just suggestions. We really are concentrating on what we call ROI, which is return on investment. We're not going to have you dip anything in gold. It's not worth it. We're looking at things that people are going
to
walk
sorry,
in.
I'm sorry, has someone asked to do that?
People get really afraid that we're going to tell them like to basically renovate their entire kitchen. And that's rarely going to be a suggestion.
Right.
It has to be pretty bad to do an entire kitchen renovation. We're looking for things that are
right
going to make you walk into the house and literally say, no, I'm not going to buy this house. These are things that are really scary. Like broken door hardware is a big no-no, because it's the very, very first impression, and it speaks
thank
to deferred maintenance.
Thank you for saying that.
So
thank you.
If
I
we
have
can
that
get
all
those,
the time.
Yeah, if we can get those little things fixed before they go in, these are things that are just that scream no to a buyer. And if we can get them to avoid saying no for the first 7 to 9 minutes.
See, and this is...
Then we're going to get an offer out of
them. This is exactly why I wanted you on the show, because I tell clients all the time, when they're getting ready to sell, because I'll go walking through the house and I try and have the viewpoint of a buyer.
Yep.
Because I've worked with enough buyers over the last 13 years. I know exactly what their eyes go towards and how what that experience is going to be like. And I always tell the seller, I'm like, if I get to three sounds out of them, It's no go. They're done. We're moving on, going to the next place.
After your first week looking at houses, you are no longer looking for reasons to say yes.
Right.
You were only looking for reasons to say no so that you can move on and not waste your time on that house anymore.
Exactly.
Give me a reason to say no. So we talk about that's one of our four rules is remove the no's. And it's not no's in your face. It's like no as in yes. So if we can get those no's removed, then we're in great shape. Then we provide you with pricing to in order to do the things that we need to do. We can do one of three services, a rearrange, an enhancement, or a staging. Rearrange is we move around all your stuff. You have all the right things in all the right order. We're going to fix that. Enhancement is the same thing, but let's say you're going through a divorce and you don't have a dining room set and you're missing two bedroom sets.
You mean half the house is empty?
Half the house is empty.
I've never seen that.
Which screams unhappiness and nobody wants to buy an unhappy
house. Right, exactly. Or somebody thinks... potential deal.
Right.
They're desperate to sell.
Right.
You know, these are all the things that are the points we look for, right?
So we come in and we basically, an enhancement is basically infused happiness. We make it look like an incredibly happy family lives there.
Yeah.
So, and then the third one is the house is completely vacant. We come through, we stage the entire thing, make it look all together. Really what we talk about in terms of what the design looks like is that in interior design, you are staging, you're designing specifically for your client's taste.
Right.
Your client is super into rainbows. They love hippopotamuses, so you need to incorporate those things in the project. When we're designing for home staging,
that's not hip, that's hippo.
I literally had a client that was like super into rainbows and hippopotamuses, which I was like,
I can't even begin to imagine what that looked like, but okay.
When we're staging, we're designing for an imaginary demographic. So we say, you know, this is going to be a multi-generational family. Mm-hmm. They're going to be somewhere between 35 and 45, whatever it is. And then we often say to our clients, of all the people in the world that are going to buy your house, you are not one of them. We're not designing for you. Mm-hmm. You have hired us to design your house to get it sold.
For the current market.
Which if you let us, we will do.
Right.
So that's really the big thing when it comes down to it. So a lot of the things that if you do have, like if you have a mattress, cool. We're probably going to use a mattress too, as long as it's the right size for that bedroom. If you have a king size bedroom, it's a king size mattress in a full size room, that's a problem. So we're going to switch that up.
Exactly.
But we're probably not going to take out the things that are super usable. You know, if you have some things that are not what most people would put in that room, like you are a potter and you have like a huge kiln and a pottery wheel inside of one of the bedrooms, we might take that out so that we can show the most potential to the most buyers.
Got it.
Yeah. We have to explain to people fairly frequently, like, hey, this might be something that you do regularly, but if you're not going to be doing it while the house is on market, let's just deal with it now.
Yeah.
Let's just get it out of the way now and not distract people.
Pre-packing.
Yeah.
We don't ever declutter. Absolutely. We always pre-pack.
Exactly.
Because your house is going to sell so fast, so you just pack it up now and then it saves you time later.
Okay. So you mentioned ROI and you're talking about some of your process, but that is a conversation that happens a lot in the real estate industry is what is really the return on doing staging? Because every study I've ever read is that the homes sell faster and for more money. Do you guys have some of your own stats that you keep track of, or do you just kind of go with what the Association of Realtors tracks?
So, and I've heard Association of Realtors has done like three studies in the last year, and they said all kinds of things. I saw one that said that the average home staging cost is $10,000. I saw one that said the average home staging cost is $763, which
that's in Kansas apparently. $763.
Like they bring in like a bowl of fake lemons and like, look, it's staged $700.
Oh, those drive me nuts.
So
I've seen those houses.
You know, the studies have been all over the place. Probably the most comprehensive one was done by Harvard in 1993. They actually did a study of all staged houses and all unstaged houses, and they figured out that staged houses sold an average of 10% faster and for, I think it was like 6.3% more money. Super outdated
study. But 93, though.
Super outdated.
Yeah, there weren't that many people using staging back then.
Not apples to apples. So our stories are more anecdotal. We had two condos in the exact same building, one on the 20th floor, one on the 21st floor, one staged, one unstaged. One sat on the market at the same exact price for over a year. The one that we did was $5,000 more and sold in 3 days. So, I mean, and then no
I'm a huge No, I'm a huge believer in that. We just got done. So, you know, we were mentioning those numbers at the first segment. The results we got were our overall marketing plan, which included the staging and preparation and all the cleaning, because staging's not just the stuff inside. It's all the other prep work, right? It's getting the outside looking right, getting the windows done, getting the cleaning interior, doing all these different things.
Replacing the broken light bulbs.
Exactly. Yeah. All of that. And so, you know, we get those good results. I mean, our homes are always selling for more money. And it's not just because the market's hot right now. It's because they stand out. I have two case studies where we had a client in Federal Way and one up on Beacon Hill. And both of them had been with prior agents. The Federal Way house had been on market 6 months. Mm-hmm. And she ended up firing the agent because she got a bad offer, which was not only was she going to have to bring cash to close, but she was going to have to put a new roof on. Mm. And she hadn't realized that, and the agent wasn't pointing it out. We got that listing instead, and we sold it for more money. She had been on market 6 months, mind you.
Yeah.
We changed a little bit, had the roof get done. We sold it for more money, and we sold in 6 days.
Right.
The condo up here on Beacon Hill had been non-staged, had sat on the market for 4 months, and we went and staged it, did all the stuff we normally do, and again, sold it in 6 days for $15,000 more money than he'd had it on market before.
Right.
And I mean, these things, they're proven time and time again.
Right.
I mean, your services are incredibly valuable.
What it comes down to is it's an old antidote that chance favors the prepared flat
yes.
out. If you throw your house in the market and it's improperly priced and it's not prepared correctly, mm-hmm. then your house is just going to sit there.
Yeah.
I always call this a semi-hot market because 85% of houses that go on the market, they're ready to go. They sell, boom, and it flashes mm-hmm. with multiple offers. And there's 15% of the houses that go on the market and they just sit there.
Yeah.
Because although buyers are ready to buy, they're not dumb.
Right.
If it's overpriced and it's underprepared, it's not going to sell.
Absolutely.
Period.
You have to think about who is that perfect buyer.
Right.
And in some cases, that perfect buyer may not be who you personally think it's going to be, but you should definitely be listening to the people who have experience in this area. I've got a situation going on with someone right now that I'm not going to get into, but we're going back and forth about the amount of preparation they're going to do. And it's either we need to prep it for it to be flipped, or we need to have them really go full out on a renovation, because the in-between isn't enough. You can't do the bathrooms, but not the kitchen.
Yeah.
It just won't work
that way. It's shocking. It's like being hit with a bucket of cold water.
Yeah.
You know, you walk in and everything looks great. And then you walk into the kitchen, you're like, whoa.
Right. Exactly. And the thing is, you know, like in their case, they bought the house 15 years ago. And the market alone in 15 years has changed tremendously. And we have very sophisticated buyers here. So we've got another segment we want to cover with you. So if you have questions for Justin, 866-712-1300. Open House with Team Reba.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.